Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, GN Divas. Before we start this episode of Help I Sexed My Boss, we've got a bit of an explanation.
Yes, this episode was recorded before the death of Her Majesty the Queen, and we've delayed it a week.
It was meant to go out last Tuesday, wasn't it?
Yes. But obviously in light of the sad news, we felt that we will delay it. So in effect, this is like experiencing my wedding on plus one. But it's just plus a week.
We could just all now go back in time. Ready?
Oh! Do we get the sound effect?
You do it as well.
Oh, you do.
We'll do it
together. We don't get this. We get
right.
This one.
Three,
okay.
3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas. Like, is it okay to spit in someone's lap?
Ooh, topical.
Yeah, very good. He didn't spit in his lap.
Well, I've watched that clip so many times. The first time I was watching it, I was like, what is the I can't get it. And then someone told me, oh, it's potentially spitting. And then you're like, oh, okay, I don't know.
Did he actually? Why would he spit in his lap, though?
Well, it's just, I mean, you shouldn't spit at anybody.
No, I don't think he did. Did he, Ben?
I'd like to think he's better than that. So does Ben.
Do they not get on or something? Who was the other guy again?
Chris Pine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And what do you do if your hero is getting cancelled? Very good. Very good. I've not been cancelled.
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, first two series of this podcast, I will. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not usually going to answer, are we, William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio and television presenter. I'm more getting married and gay. You're more getting carried away.
Are you getting married and gay? You never mention it.
Yes, Jean Divas, look, I'll be grateful when the wedding's over as well.
No, so it's good content. It's give us loads to talk about.
Yes. Should we do a toast?
Should we do a
Have
toast?
A drink.
Oof.
Hollow.
Oof.
Deep.
God.
Gin and Debonair, two parts Debonair.
You've had a
Debonair,
great week.
One part gin, for those that don't know.
I thought you'd be saving yourself for the wedding day. Well, by the sounds of it.
Thank you.
Who should we toast to?
Do you know who I'd like to toast to? I'd like to toast to all the wedding guests that are coming to the wedding.
Who have
potentially taken days off work, who have fought all sorts of transport issues to, or will be fighting all sorts of transport issues to come, and have generally accepted the invitation. So, okay. To all of them.
I had a look at the invitation last night. Cheers.
You mean you haven't lost it?
No.
Do you know, you're one of few guests that haven't, because the number of people that have texted me going, what time does it start?
Thought I had, but I'd realised I'd put it somewhere safe and it was in my aunt and dad book. I've got a coffee book, a coffee table book.
Why am I in between aunt and dad?
I put them in there.
That's your fantasy.
So I found it, and it says gifts, because I was looking at getting you gifts, but you're not taking gifts, are you?
Donations to charity. Yeah.
How very noble of you.
Thank you.
So there's two charities.
Yes, there's Polio and Children in Need.
Yeah.
Which is not Children in Need, the charity, although that's fantastic. It's Polio and Children in Need.
Oh, okay.
That's a charity
How
in
come
itself.
You pick that one?
Various things, people in my life last year that sadly got a sort of a slight variant of polio.
Oh, okay.
And it's sort of the closest charity to that. And
nice.
Mikey has picked another one.
Can we not say that?
I forget.
Oh. SaveTheBuilders.com. Jordan, they treat us like bloody shit. They do.
I think it's called Theatre Aid.
Yeah, Theatre Aid.
Or Theatre Mad, maybe. Okay, so it's an AIDS charity for those that work in the theatre.
Don't worry. I'll donate 50p each to both.
Oh, bless you.
Okay.
Yeah. Cost of living crisis hitting Jordan.
There you go. As always, if you need our help with something, don't make cost of living crisis jokes.
It wasn't a joke, it was a joke at you.
Oh, okay.
Mr. 50p.
You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss. Or you can write to William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letterhead paper. The address is on the website, sexandmyboss.com.
I will be replying, however, after the honeymoon.
So?
Yes. So, this is the week.
Yeah.
Oh, we said
jinx.
It together.
1, 2, 3.
What did you do at school when you said, when someone said jinx, what was the sort of the get out of it?
I had to say the name 5 times.
Their name?
Yeah.
Jordan North, Jordan North, Jordan North, Jordan North.
William Hanson, William Hanson, William Hanson, William Hanson, William Hanson.
Thank you.
So yeah, this is it. We're so excited.
I feel there have been moments in the last week where things got a bit tense.
Oh, it's all about you. I've been trying to find a double cuffed slim fit shirt for ages.
A double cuffed?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder you haven't found one.
Anyway, go on. I'm joking.
Yeah, there've been sort of bumps along the road to do with various things, but I think we're okay now. The speech is in a relatively good shape. I am finding it difficult, though, with the speech, because obviously on the podcast, in my day-to-day job, I just talk. I don't have scripts to follow. I don't have some auto cue. I don't have links written for me. It's just sort of, no, I didn't mean you.
I felt like that was a dig.
I just get up and talk. But obviously with a wedding speech, and there's an element of that. I've got certain people to thank. So you've got to have it written down just so I don't miss anyone. What I am thinking, though, is I could take inspiration from our tour. You know, in our tour at the start of the show, we always go into the audience and I normally talk about what people are wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I might do that with the guests.
So whenever we do a show, we always like to go say hello to the audience, and William always does a little bit. Give us some examples, like...
No, well, it's hard off the top of my head. I'm normally inspired by the G&D Divas.
And Julian Clary. There's some very
Dame
funny...
Dame Edna.
There's some, what did you say to that? Have you had a haircut, you said to that lady?
Have you been to the hairdressers this morning, madam? And then she says no, and I go, no, I didn't think so for a minute.
But you did that once, and she said, yeah, I have, actually.
Yes, yeah. I know. So I think I changed it to something like, oh, I can't remember what it was. But yeah, I might just go and comment on, oh, you know, stilettos, or, oh, a double-breasted... suit, you don't care, that sort of thing.
Hey, don't say that.
Why?
Because I've got a double-breasted suit.
I know, I'm joking.
Suit.
Suit.
Can't find the right tie either.
You can't find the right tie. No, what colour are you thinking of going?
Stripey.
Stripey? That's not a colour, though.
I need to get some cufflinks. I'll show you the suit.
Okay.
Do you want to see the suit?
Yes, go on.
Sorry, I know it's your big day.
No, but let's make it all about you.
Okay. I think I've shown it, yeah. I basically want this exact. Sorry, Jean, it was just really boring. It's nice, isn't it?
Oh, that's nice. Mm. Yes, that is nice. Are you going to have a pocket square?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Okay.
Very nice. You look very smart.
I forgot to tell you as well. And don't go mad.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
It's my thing.
Yes.
I always wear a little Burnley pin badge on my suits.
Right.
Is that okay?
Well, it's set off the metal detector.
You got a metal detector?
Just for the guests from the north.
God. How many former prime ministers have you got coming? Have you put me on a table with Boris?
I don't know Boris Johnson, thankfully.
Just don't put Boris and Theresa on the same table. That's what I'm gonna say. And if Rishi's just coming to the night, doing... Oh, no, you're not having a night,
do
you?
No.
Okay. Anyway. Sorry, you were saying.
Yeah, your pin badge. I mean, wear it if you want.
Okay, I don't wear my pin badge, please.
Just time and a place.
Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Or certainly don't wear it in the church.
Right.
You can pop it on later if you want. Just when you're up doing your reading.
What's Burnley ever done to God?
Well, just no, because I think it's a slightly more formal, serious.
Fine, I won't wear my bloody pin badge.
Sorry. Little update for you.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, last Tuesday, I promised you that I would ask Nicola, the wedding planner, whether there was going to be, or whether there will be, I think I'm saying the right words, beer on tap.
Oh, yes.
Draft on tap.
Yes.
I asked. I did caveat it with, I've got a friend, he's from the north.
Okay.
And I said, I know the answer to this, Nicola, but can you just tell me, because I promised I'd ask, and the answer is, there's no draft on tap.
For fuck's sake.
There was an element of surprise in her voice, I was asking.
That's fine. Do you know what? I don't want to sound ungrateful. It's fine. Will you just ask him to make sure that the bottles are extra ice cold?
I'm sure they know what they're doing.
Okay.
I mean, it is one of the best places in London. I'm sure they know what they're doing.
One of the best places in London? Right. We're not allowed to say where it is because we won't let us, but you've all heard of it. And they don't do draft.
Because it's not a pub.
Yes, I know. Right, it's fine. It's your wedding. It's fine. Do we know what alcohol? Do we know what beer they serve?
Whatever you ask for. Well, within reason, as long as they've got it. But or you can enjoy the wine and champagne and a slightly more sophisticated drink.
Beer. Wine and champagne.
Oh, shut up. You love champagne.
I do. I can't lie.
You're just like my mother.
Okay.
Sorry about that. However, your table.
Oh, okay.
I've added an extra guest to it. So previously it was you.
Okay, can we...
Yeah. My colleague Joe.
Right.
Because you've offended her on thank you letters.
Have you actually put Joe on the
table? Kat. So it's you, Joe and Kat was the table for three. I'm now adding Jonathan.
Oh, have I annoyed Jonathan?
Well, let's just listen to a clip from your Radio 1 show a few weeks ago.
We're not that good at the technical side of the radio thing, so we need everybody else across the station to be good. We're the rubbish ones. We can't have a station sounding awful and letting standards slip just because Scott and Chris are going and because it's August. This is Radio 1. We're not Hart. We're not Capital. We've got standards and they're slipping.
You've gone very red in the face there.
I am. We're not Free Counties FM or whatever it's pigging called. Standards have been slipping across the station. And quite frankly, it makes us look worse than what we already are.
So Jonathan from Three Counters FM will be sitting on your table.
Oh, for God's sake.
Jonathan sent it to me with, this has caused much discussion in the office.
Oh, has it actually? Oh, I'm sorry to everyone at Three Counties FM.
Just called Three Counters Radio.
Oh, Three Counties Radio. Are they annoyed?
I don't think they're annoyed. You'll find out on the table. It'd be lots to talk about.
Basically, you just put me on a table with everyone that I've pissed off. Can I just say, right, for that link, I was what we call in the business filling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I had about a minute and 40 seconds to fill. And I just thought, right. So then I just started ranting. And then as I was ranting, I still thought, I've got another 30 seconds here.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you just decided in that 30 seconds to offend Heart FM, very good radio station, and Three Counters Radio.
Yeah. I didn't mean to. It's okay.
We'll forgive you.
Thank you. Sorry, everybody.
Your table's going to be great.
Who else have you put? Why is Kat on there? Me and Kat get on.
Yeah, but when we play her the Margaret Thatcher impression.
She's not heard the impression yet, has she?
We thought we'd play it just as she sits down next to
Jordan, year. How nice to see you again. How are you? I'm all right there.
So that's your table sorted.
Anyone else we could put on there that doesn't like me?
Oh, I can think of lots.
Get Hattie on there, because she always says I never reply to her messages.
Yep, it's been mentioned.
Who else can we go through? Probably your mum and dad as well.
Yes,
after the
James.
Impression. No, me and James get them.
Who else can we put on there? So many people.
Is there any single ladies that are going to this wedding?
Yes, but I'm not convinced James would be the right match for them. I don't know. Okay. Or they'd be the right match for James.
Who else can we put on that table?
Just the four of you, really. Everyone else is on a table of eight or ten. You're just on a table of four.
I'm happy with whoever I'm sat with, but please can I be with Ben?
So needy.
Please. I know I take the piss out of him.
You'll find out on the day.
He is our good friend, and we have a laugh.
You'll find out on the day. Also, actually...
Please put me with Ben.
So needy. God,
please.
Please. From an etiquette.
Can I come on your table?
I'm sorry.
Can I come to your? Are you on the top table?
Well, there isn't really a top table, but we are in a central.
Are you on the bottom table? First table.
I did. So one of the ushers asked me if there was a particular, should people sit on, side of the groom, side of the bride. I said no. We'll organise it into tops and bottoms.
Anyway, you were going to say sorry.
Actually, from an etiquette point of view, with wedding tables, or indeed any large event you're going to where there is a seating plan, obviously in the drinks reception there are going to be the table boards so people can go and look to see what table they're on when we move through into the lunch. But from an etiquette point of view, always go and talk to people at the drinks reception that you're then not sitting next to or on the same table.
That's good to know.
So work out who your table is, go, great, so I'm not going to talk to Joe, Jonathan or Kat for the drinks reception. I'm going to go and talk to others.
That's good to know. What time are we having... the meal.
So canapes and
I need to know this because
nibbly bits at 1 o'clock.
1 p.m. because you always end up. You know when you end up getting. You know when you go to a wedding and you're pissed and you're like,
yeah, well,
I'm
we're not
starving.
Having that. No,
I'm starving. So
the biggest mistake, and this is for anyone getting married, don't have a long gap between service and sitting down to lunch. If it is longer than an hour and a half maximum, you've gone wrong.
Yeah. Okay. So what time's the meal?
It's my opinion. Two.
Oh, so we're having canapes and the meal?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what time will that finish?
The meal?
Yeah.
I don't know, let's say 4, 4:30.
Well, that is the speeches after?
During. Not during the eating. We don't want that.
Oh, okay.
But they're peppered through.
And then what do we do from 4?
Coffee and cake.
Oh, okay.
Musical moment.
Okay. Yeah.
The cast of Mary Poppins. No. Right. If only. Coffee, cake, mingle. And then you can sort of move around, mingle with other people not on your table. Okay.
And then I'm sorting the night out. Me, Ben.
Well, supposedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do your mum and dad want to come to Oceania? Right. Tell them if they want to come. I've got some
wristbands.
Couldn't get WKDs, but we managed to get a deal on VKs.
What's a VK?
Vodka Kick, I think it is. It's cheap VKs. So if they want that, yeah.
They'll be very touched.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Also, from an etiquette point of view that I had never really considered with a same-sex wedding.
If they are coming, there's no rules. Apart from you can't go in the toilet cubicle, two of them at the same time.
Right.
But that's fine.
Okay. But with two guys getting married, a lot of female friends have asked me, is it okay by me and by Mikey if they wear white? And actually, the more I thought about it, it's like, yes, it's fine, because neither of us are in a dress. So traditionally, you know, female guests wouldn't wear white or something that looks, or block white, because you don't want to look like the bride. And if the bride's wearing white, which conventionally, don't have to, but conventionally, you do. But actually, if there are two guys getting married and there isn't a dress, fine. I don't mind.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's where etiquette we can begin to adjust.
So you're not meant
it.
To wear white if you're not the bride, if you're a...
Generally, yeah.
Oh.
Block white. Like, you wouldn't wear a white dress or anything that... You can wear white within your dress, but it wouldn't be overly white or fully white.
Okay.
Just say black.
That's good to know.
Because that's supposedly funereal. Hence why no black suits.
Well, it's not long now till the big day.
Not long now. How's your... Anyway, let's talk about you for a minute. Mm. And I really mean for a minute. How's your week been?
I headbutted a nun.
This was possibly the best text I have ever received from Jordan North, and my God, there have been a lot. Suddenly, our phone flashes up with, I've just headbutted a nun.
No, seriously, I nutted a nun.
Right.
And I feel awful.
Now, you went to go and watch Sister Act only a few weeks ago. You enjoyed that, and now you're headbutting nuns.
You know your friend Tom that's marrying you?
Yes.
Do you think he could, like, we could do a confessional, some Hail Marys?
He's not, we're not Roman Catholic.
Yeah, well, we just need to do some, so basically, it could only happen to me, this. I'm on tube in London, and this little old nun gets on.
Oh, so she was an old nun?
She's really old. Right, she gets on with a little shop, don't laugh, I'm not. She gets on with a little shopping trolley.
Right. Yeah.
But she weren't a nun in...
Did she have the habit on?
I didn't know it was called that until recently, until I told her something. She didn't have the black nun stuff on.
Yeah.
She had the grey nun
on. Yeah.
What's that then?
Actually, I think just different colour.
That's just.
I think different orders have different...
That's just their version of having the trackies on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Did it have two white lines up the side?
No, it didn't.
No.
A little puma on the thing. Anyway, she gets on this little old nun, and I'm in one of the priority seats. So
it really has gone to his head.
I get up to offer my seat, and I can't hear what she says because I've got my headphones in. And I get up to offer my seat, and as I get up and she comes forward, the tube sets off, which means it flings me forward, and I proper nutted her on head. I planted her on forehead. When I say I nutted a nun, I proper headbutted a nun. It could have...
And what did she say?
I was like, I promise you, I think I said sorry at least 100 times. I went, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And she was like, it's fine, my child. It's fine. She weren't Irish. She was like, it's fine, my child. I was like, I'm so sorry. She was like, it's fine, it's fine. But it like knocked her back a bit.
I'm sure it did.
And then I had a couple of...
Did people notice?
Yeah, there's a couple of people noticed and one girl
If anyone took videos or photos, please let us
and then,
know.
As I got off, I took my headphones out. I went, I'm sorry again, have a nice day. I went, I'll say five Hail Marys. And she didn't laugh and I'm not even Catholic.
So. She probably wasn't either.
So I said this on air. I said, I think people genuinely think I just come on and mix shit up to try and sound funny on the radio on the podcast, but no, I had butted a nun.
Well, you're going to hell.
I'm going straight to hell. You can just imagine it.
You probably were anyway, but
imagine it at Pearly Gates, St. Peter there. Right. North, Jordan North. Yeah, come this way. Right. You stole a traffic light lolly from Naffy when you were 10. Yeah, that was me. Yeah. Yeah. I got grounded for 2 weeks though, so. Age 16, you lied to your mother and said you didn't drink a Bacardi and topped it up with water. Yeah, that was me. Right, okay. Age 32, you headbutted one of God's nuns. Yeah, you're not coming in today, pal. Not for you. Not today. I can just imagine it. Meanwhile, you and Mike, I'll be pissing about getting fanned by Shawn Mendes.
Oh.
We're one of those big Leafs.
And Tom Holland.
And Tom Holland. Should we go to William's wacky word of the week? Sorry to the nun.
Yes. Apologies to all nuns everywhere. Jordan will no longer headbutt you.
Do you know I once, bloody, in a pub, something similar happened?
Not with a nun?
Yeah.
What?
I've not got much luck with it. I was
playing... This is now a class action.
No, I've just realised I was playing darts. Right.
We don't say you threw darts at a nun.
I got triple 20. I got another triple 20. And then I threw my third dart. It bounced out at board and hit the nun right in her eye. I got one nun dead in 80! Yay! The old ones are the best!
Oh, dear.
That didn't happen, but I did genuinely headbutt a nun on a tube. One nun dead in 80. It's not even Jordan's jolly joke of the week.
It's a fun joke.
Do you get it? One nun dead.
Yes.
Oh, quickly.
Yes.
I keep meaning to forget, I need you to let me know what jokes I can tell to guests at the wedding.
Right.
Okay.
Well, none, to ever use that word again. Just don't bother with any jokes.
No.
Why are you doing jokes?
Can I not do my Bill and Ben one at least?
Flub-a-lub-a-lub.
Bill and Ben in a pub.
No.
Bill says to Ben.
Oh, okay, that one's fine.
Can I do that to your dad? Your dad will like that one.
I don't know if he will.
Your dad will like some of them. Bill and Ben in a pub.
Yes, I mean, did this in series one or two.
We'll say it to Brian, I've got one for you. Go on. Good. It's about the working class. No. Oh, I love those ones. They are really made me laugh. Bill and Ben in a pub, Brian. Bill says to Ben, flub-a-glub-a-lub-a-lub-a-lub-a-lub. Ben says, go on, Bill, you're pissed.
Well, therefore, the wedding will fly.
Good one. Very good. Two paupers in the north. Not today. Carry on.
Let's go to William's wacky.
No, go on, do it.
William's wacky word of the week.
There's people working in this office. Sorry, guys.
Here's the jingle. And the word of the week this week is bridler. Bridler. And I'll tell you the definition after these messages.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us. It's now time to reveal what William's wacky word of the week is, bridler.
Any guesses?
A bride that's being hard work and diva-ish.
That's a bridezilla.
Okay. A bridler, somebody that's about to be married?
No, but it is wedding related. Shock.
Oh, God, we might as well get married.
Yeah, we nearly did.
Yeah.
Should we talk about, we'll come back to bridler in a minute, but on however many tours ago it was, maybe the tour just before COVID, you and I did get married on stage.
We did get married on stage.
And so there was, because we obviously, at the time, I wasn't engaged, and Jordan and I had this pact that if we were single when we got to either 40 or 50, I forget.
It was 40.
You said that very posh. 40.
Did
you hear that?
There's a couple of things I've been saying lately, and someone said my accent's getting softer.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say
it's
that.
It's like listening to Giles Brandreth.
Did I say 40 posh then?
You did.
Right. I think it were 40.
They'll never notice. We were going to get married. We were going to be safety partners. And thus, for the tour, for the end of Act 1, we did a... Right, let's... At the start of Act 2, we'll do a little wedding ceremony. We'll imagine what it looks like. Cheer if you want me in the dress. And in one particular venue, I think it was Bristol, off the top of my head, not a single cheer. And Jordan was so convinced it would be me that was in the wedding dress each show. Cheer if you want Jordan to be in the wedding dress. House was brought down with noise. And you would always have to wear the wedding dress.
Yeah.
And we would do a little ceremony. Ben would come on. We then had to do a little moment, which...
What did Ben come on for?
Ben came on to hold up a sign saying, you may now kiss the bride.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which was fairly horrific. Yeah. Anyway, bridler means a wedding guest. It's another word for a wedding guest. You will be a bridler. Even though there's no bride. So maybe you're a groomeller.
Let's not call me a groomeller.
That is, I said it. You're a bridler.
Okay.
Another word for a wedding guest.
Listeners' questions and problems.
Indeed, this is from Philip. Dear William, Jordan and producer Ben, recently I decided to treat myself to a massage and booked an hour and a half session with my local masseuse, who shall remain anonymous. He is a professional masseuse and not one that charges for additional services.
Happy ending.
Halfway through the massage, when he told me to flip over onto my back, I realised that I had involuntarily got a bit aroused and was sporting a semi. I got very self-conscious about this and tried my best to distract myself to make the semi disperse. However, it was the only thing I could think about as the masseuse rubbed his muscular hands up and down my thighs. I am partial to a man of his build, so I don't think that helped the situation, and my semi matured into a full-blown erection. Where is this going?
Wow.
The massage continued until completion without a happy ending. There was no discussion about the erection and very little eye contact. I got out of there as quickly as possible due to my embarrassment. Now I am wondering what the etiquette is about returning to said masseuse. Can I go back, or do I now need to find a new masseuse? One thing which made the whole thing worse is I realised after the massage that there was a small piece of toilet paper, I mean lavatory paper, glued to the tip of my penis where I had dried the tip after urinating before I left the house and not checked it was free of toilet paper. I appreciate your insight into my predicament, and any advice you offer would be sincerely appreciated. Kind regards, Philip.
Who dries their end of the knob with a bit of toilet paper?
Also, do you not wear pants, Stuart? I mean, I can't do people touching me, but do you not wear pants?
You put a towel over, don't you? First of all, Philip, have you not been taught how to knock your drops off? Right?
Right. Remember? Oh, he is. You're overcompensating now. No. Yes, you are.
Shake your todge. More than, what do they say? More than five's a wank. Anyway, shake your todge. Second thing, this has probably happened to him a million times before.
I would imagine masseuses yeah, are very used to this.
And third time, yeah, just, I don't know.
If you are a...
I'm just worried the masseuse might have felt a bit uncomfortable.
If you are working in the beauty industry or have worked in the beauty industry and you have some horror stories, please get in touch with us for our bonus, because I'm sure we would... both enjoy and revel in a awkward way at reading your predicaments and things that have happened to you. Philip, in answer to your question, I think probably if you are... I don't think you need to not go back to that masseuse, but I would leave it a bit. I would maybe just...
Yeah, that's good advice. And then it never happened. And also, wear your boxers next time you get a massage.
But maybe you were, I don't know.
Maybe it was.
But no, then how would he see the loo roll? I don't know.
Oh, don't you put a little towel over it? Was he getting a naked massage? Because then that is a happy ending, isn't it?
Yeah. The other advice I would give, if you are, and if I were ever to have a massage, and as I said, I just can't stand people touching me.
Have you not had a massage before?
Absolutely can't stand it.
I've only had one, I think I've only ever had one before. That was recently. Right. It was quite nice.
Well, I would always get someone of the different gender so that you're attracted to. Would be a top tip.
That's quite a good shout, actually. That's a very good shout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to make sure, if you were worried about that.
What if you then got a boner if it was a girl?
Well, then you need to seriously reevaluate your life choices, don't you? Not that it's a choice.
If that happened to you.
I'd worry. Which is why my masseuse looks like Angela Merkel. Look, this letter, it's an email to help@sexwithmyboss.com. It's from the Hartington family.
Hartington family.
It's from a group of people. We are new to Help I Sexted My Boss, but have really engaged with your podcast since coming across them. Within a week, we took delivery of Gordon's and DeBonnet. Excellent. Having a 15-year-old daughter with very progressive views, myself, my husband and daughter, not sure that's grammatically correct, have recently bonded over your podcasts. Whilst we have enjoyed this time together, I originally worried that your podcast may introduce our daughter to many adult themes. We don't do those. However, we recently came to realise that there are certain things you discuss that we as parents look blankly towards each other at, for example, pegging, only to receive an unexpected explanation from said 15-year-old daughter, which is followed by many worried laughs as to how she found out what these things are. Can we just ask, as experts on modern life 20 years younger than us, what do you think is an appropriate age to listen to your podcast? As parents, we would really appreciate your varying views on this. We are Northern born and bred, coming from a place between Liverpool and Manchester, Widnes.
Oh, Widnes, yeah.
Widnes. In anticipation, the Hartington family.
I think 16 plus. I think
maybe, officially 16 plus.
Maybe 18 plus. Yeah, don't let anyone under 18.
I believe
great that, parenting, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you might as well bring yourself. At least you are aware of what your child is listening to.
My mum and dad were dead strict. My mum were dead strict about that when I was younger.
I've told this story before, but when I was ill from school, and I was 11 and a half, possibly. I think it was the summer term, so I was very close to my birthday. And my mother, you only allowed a TV in your room when you were ill, and so the TV was
bring
in.
The TV up.
Yeah, it was a real treat. And, well, there was a portable TV that they would put in the bedroom when you were ill. And it had a VHS player. And my mother, from when she went shopping, bought two films on VHS for me to watch. And one of them was a 12. And I told her off that I was only 11 and a half and I was not yet 12 and it was irresponsible parenting. So I refused to watch it.
I were allowed to watch 50. Mum, I were allowed to watch most. It was just some 18s I weren't allowed to watch. When I was 16, my mum let me watch. But I remember when I was younger, she was like, oh, no, you're not watching that. She let me watch Goodfellas when I was about 15, 14, and that's still my favourite film.
Oh. Actually, the other VHS that my mother bought was Father of the Bride, which is PG, which
great
actually
film.
Mike and I were watching it last night. It is a phenomenal film, particularly good when you are getting married.
It's a great film. The second one's just as good.
Second one's just as good. If you have not seen the Steve Martin and Martin Short version, because there was a version, black and white version years ago, I believe, watch the Steve Martin, Martin Short, hysterical film.
I'm going to watch that because I used to love them. We used to have it on tape.
One of my favourite films.
There you go.
Do you want to say something?
Cat loves that film.
Oh, Cat, there we go.
Cat loves that film.
She loves the film. Do you watch it?
I hated it.
Why?
Oh,
when did it come out? In the 90s.
Also, it's set in sort of 90s America that I'd love to live in. It's so, like, everything. I mean, they have
They're
a lot.
Very wealthy.
Well, yeah, but then there's the wealthier in-laws. But the Steve Martin's house is so beautiful. It's so lovely.
They have
They've
a great
got
life,
such a nice they? Life. It's, in fact, Mikey, the other night when we were watching it, announced that he would dress like Diane Keaton.
Is it Diane Keaton?
Yeah.
His daughter?
His daughter? Who's... No, the wife.
Oh, yeah. Father. Oh, they did a 2022 version.
Did they?
Yeah.
With whom?
Oh, it's on Now TV. You'll have to watch it. Look. Oh.
Oh.
No one. Let me just have a quick look. 1995 was the second one. Oh, it's such a good film.
It's such a good film.
I'm going to watch that. I am.
Yes, so Hartington family, I hope that helps. This one is from Josh. Dear William, Jordan, PB and Diego.
Cheers, guys. got to mention.
This week, my work team returned from a week of downtime. On our return, we welcomed a new set of team members on quite a senior level. Unbeknownst to me, my personal Zoom account hadn't been used since the wild days of lockdown, when the height of entertainment was sitting down for a Zoom call with friends and or family for a good old-fashioned quiz. I was running late, so whilst hastily joining my work Zoom meeting, I had no time to check my camera, audio or name amongst the settings it queries before joining. It took mere seconds for me to realise that beneath my little video square, the name displayed was not my actual name, but my team name from months ago. I was very clearly labelled as Alpha Kennybody.
That's not that bad.
No, say it out loud.
Alpha. Alpha Kennybody. It's like cunning stunts.
Yes.
Alpha Kennybody.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
Alpha Kennybody.
I didn't click on that.
The mortification flooded over me, and it was as if my hands couldn't move fast enough to change it to something more safe for work. It must have been less than a minute it was written there, but to my dismay, it didn't go unnoticed. I received a handful of WhatsApps from the colleagues I already knew questioning the name and further growing my embarrassment. My question is, should I bring it up in the next meeting, apologise and risk bringing them to the realisation of what it actually said, or should I pretend it never happened and bury it with all the other suppressed, mortifying experiences I've had in my life? My fiancé and I love your podcast, and it never fails to put a smile on our faces and give us a giggle. Thank you, Josh, a.k.a. Alpha Kennybody.
Yeah, what's the question?
Well, what should he do? Should he sort of...
Change it quickly.
Well, change it and own it and laugh it off.
Own it, laugh it off, change it. Do you know what? I don't want to jinx myself, but we get a lot of texts with these joke names, and I've never fallen for them. I've always been good. So there's Phil McCracken.
Yeah.
Annette Curtin.
Right. I mean, I don't think anyone's called Annette listening to Radio 1.
Nearly read one out recently, funnily enough, from Mike Oxlong.
Right, yes.
Mike Oxlong.
Thank you.
Tess Tickle.
Right.
That was another one, because I read it and I think, so yeah. There's a few. What other ones are there? Bend Over.
Yeah. Only if you ask nicely.
There's a few. Yeah.
There's one with Mike, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would, Josh, I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's a funny story. You didn't do it on purpose. Hopefully, you know, you shouldn't have any reparation. It's your personal account. If work wanted you to have a Zoom account on their dime, they would provide that. So it didn't. It's not the end of the world. Nobody died. It's funny. Laugh it off. Own it. But thank you for sharing your humiliation with us. Final one. This is from Max. Dear Merchandise Matt, Jump Cut Jack, Builder Mikey, Delightful Diego, and of course Producer Ben, oh, and Jordan William.
Jesus.
I'm inclined not to read this one out, to be honest.
Is that how many's on the bloody payroll these days?
As the
I like that. Cheers for the shout out there. Merchandise, Matt. Appreciate that. Thanks, lad. Cheers, Matt.
I recently found out my girlfriend's dad has a soft spot for my mother. For ease, let's just call him John.
My girlfriend's dad. Wait. My girlfriend's dad has a soft spot.
So, in effect, your father-in-law.
Has a soft spot for his mother.
Yep.
Okay.
John is a 42-year-old, smoking hot bodybuilder at my local gym. He's married with two beautiful daughters, of whom one is my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
And 2 years henceforth, John is often round to pick her up and has started flirting with my mum. My mother is a 45-year-old MILF. Not something I should be saying, however, I have now. Oh. She's currently unemployed due to COVID, and John mentioned that he works at a gym and she should pop in to fill up her time. So she decided to start attending to keep up her appearance and take some time out of the long weeks. John has also offered her some free bodybuilding lessons as a friendly gesture. John started the flirting when he came to pick up Ruby, not her real name. He'd often engage in some interesting conversations with my mother about the decor whilst waiting for Ruby to collect her things. It later moved to the gym, and my mother would often come home asking me if I thought John was flirting with her. I had no issue with him flirting with my mum at the beginning, as it was just a harmless thing between them. However, it has since progressed, and he now wears a certain type of clothing to show off his body and his man bulge. Which has it's incorrectly spelled.
How did you spell man bulge?
No, well, man is B-U-L-D-G-E. I have raised
You've
my...
You've got a good bulge.
I'm sorry?
I've noticed it.
Good God.
Yeah.
Okay. I have raised...
I didn't mean that to sound weird. Just sometimes...
What a thing to say to me on my wedding week.
Just sometimes in your jeans, I'm like, you got socks down there. Anyway, this is awkward. Let's move on.
I... It's put a smile on your face, isn't it? I have raised my concerns with my mother, and she sees nothing wrong with what he's doing, as she doesn't see it going anywhere. However, I feel John's taking it too far and becoming more attached to my mother than he realises. How can I bring this matter up with him? Do I talk to Ruby and have her relay my concerns, or do I speak to John directly, or bring it up with his wife? Okay,
plot
twist.
Oh, wow, this is taking a turn for worst.
Any help will always be appreciated. Yours, Max.
He might just be friendly. I was going to go down the route. What if they get together? Then technically, Ruby, your girlfriend, would be your stepsister. What would you do there if, say, you're... I bet there's people listening that know what's happened to them.
Mm.
Your parent got with one of your in-laws.
Yeah.
One of your partner's parents. But that's happened before. It's all fine because you're not biological. Is it?
They're not a washing powder. Wow. I don't think you can say anything to John.
Oh, no, I
don't know if John's doing anything wrong. I think you are right in that you might just mention it to Ruby.
Yeah, mention it to Ruby, but if your mum has noticed it as well, and if he's...
Maybe talk to your mum and go, you are aware...
Speak to your mum.
He's got a wife.
And then you might have to do a mum.
And I assume your mother is not in a relationship herself. Yeah, I think it's a difficult one there, Max. I think talk to your mother about it. I don't think you can say anything to John. If you, it's a harmless flirtation, potentially.
It's a tough
but
one.
But the fact that John is married is the alarm bell.
Talk to your mum, talk to Ruby, and then...
Or, oh, here's a plot. Get Ruby to invite Max's mum and Max round for dinner at John and Ruby and John's wife's house. And then throw John's wife into the mix of it, and I bet you it's a different...
That's not a bad idea.
A different thing. Or this is what you do, actually. This is what you do, Max. You invite John, John's wife, and Ruby round for dinner at yours. That's what you do.
Just make sure there's no keys or bowls. Because that's not what you need.
Well, thank you very much, Jean Devers, for your letters.
William, a few more days to go.
Yes.
And you'll be a married man.
I know.
Look at you. You're beaming. You're glowing. Can't wait to see you in that dress. You can send your anonymous admittals to help@sexandmyboss.com. You can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss. Or you can write to William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letterhead paper. The address for that is on our website, sexandmyboss.com. Make sure you're listening on Friday to a very special wedding day bonus episode.
Oh, what have you got planned?
Well, we're going to come to your house on your wedding day.
You're bloody not. Really. Well, you can, I won't be there.
So... Just make sure you listen. We've got a little wedding day because obviously it's William's wedding on Friday. We've got a surprise. We'll see you on Friday.
See you then.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.